Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with local 4-H'er David Hora about the fair.
It's been a busy week here at the Washington County Fair, and can you tell us about the amazing race?
Yeah, so I set up the amazing race for Friday at 2 o'clock. In the past, we had Ag Olympics, which turned out to be kind of a flop in the past couple of years, so this year I decided to kind of reamp it and turn it into a race. It's basically just a Washington County Fair spinoff of the show, The Amazing Race, but instead it's a bunch of different activities, you know, fair-related and stuff, agriculture-related. So it's for all ages. It's at 2 o'clock on Friday, and you just meet at the Extension Building next to the giant ear of corn. So.
And is it only 4-H members, or could people who are thinking about joining 4-H do this?
Anybody can do it. It's for all ages, all types of people.
And can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of some of the things people have to do without giving away too much? Because I know that some of it's kind of a spur of the moment. You don't want people to plan ahead.
Right. Well, the one thing I can say that would most likely prepare everybody is that you're going to get wet. One of the challenges is going to get you most likely pretty wet. But some of them, most of them are puzzle type things and like problem solving with agriculture. And I think one of them is a little bit of heavy lifting, hay bale wise. But
so it's a mixture of mental and physical.
Right, right.
Do you watch the TV show?
I think I've seen like maybe 10 minutes of it, but I mean, everybody knows about it pretty much. You've heard about it, you've seen little things of it and all that stuff. And
another thing that happens on Friday every year is the livestock auction. So the Amazing Race will happen afterward. Can you let us know how that works?
Right. So the livestock auction is pretty much all of the livestock that is brought to the fair and exhibited. Almost all of it is auctioned off. Most of the younger animals, like bucket bottle, they go back to the owners. But swine, most of the cattle, almost all the cattle actually, a lot of the poultry, it all gets auctioned off at the main ring. And many buyers like Tyson's are out there, and other people who are either breeders or butchers and all that kind of stuff, they're always there most of the morning on Friday auctioning off all of the livestock.
And that money then goes to the 4-H'er who showed that livestock?
Yeah, all the profit from the auction goes right back to the 4-H'er that put in the time to raise that animal and, you know, spent all their time and money preparing it, so.
And what are you showing or have you shown at the fair this year?
This year I brought 3 posters to the non-livestock event. And I had an extemporaneous speaking presentation as well as a informative presentation.
And what were the topics of these things?
My presentation is over drone technology. What can you see from 400 feet? One of my posters is over drones and agriculture. Another one of my posters is over citizenship, more specifically on the bell ringing at Salem Church for 4th of July. And another one is how microbes play a role in our soils and agriculture.
So you've been busy.
Oh yeah, I've been very busy.
And can you tell us which 4-H club you're in?
I'm in the Jackson Jets 4-H club here in Washington.
And if anybody's listening and they're thinking about maybe joining 4-H or taking part in the fair next year, what would you say to them?
I would say go for it. There's a lot of different skills that you can learn from 4-H. I know that it's helped me a lot in my life. I would definitely encourage you to try communications, because in today's world, we need more people who have those communication skills.
That's been today's Washington Page with 4-H'er David Hora speaking about the Washington County Fair. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.